It is that time for Brittany J. See for the day.
Yes, and today, wish me luck because I forgot what we're doing.
okay.
Pizza out here. Hold on, my sister entered my live. Hold on, sis, you gotta wait. We back live. We back. My sister's trying to bust through my phone. I put the do not disturb on. Okay, today. So remember we talked about Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Uh-huh.
That Dida Academics was accused of being a snitch.
Oh, someone said that he was.
Yeah, so. I didn't think it was true, but he denies it. He says he has zero connection to the criminal case against Daniel Hernandez and other co-defendants. I view them as good people. Mm-hmm. Which that's what he seemed like. He loved Tekashi so much.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, all these charges are a shock to me and do not involve me. I have never been questioned or much less cooperated in this. I am just a news reporter. So that pretty much settles that.
Uh-huh.
So Bobby Brown, he's suing Showtime and BBC over the Whitney Houston documentary called Whitney, Can I Be Me?
Mm.
So first I was thinking, like, how do you have the right to sue over your ex-wife? Like, you don't have any rights to her life after y'all not together anymore. Like, not even death, just they divorced.
Uh-huh.
So, but it turns out they used more than a half hour's worth of footage of him and his children without consent. And three of his kids were in the film as minors and never signed any type of release or anything like that. So, yes. Hello? So, he's suing for more than $2 million in damages. I probably would go for more. I'm not even going to hold you. But, I mean, I think he probably has some rights, especially as minors. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You need the minors and the parents. Come on.
Exactly.
All right. So, what am I talking about here? Okay. So, there's some drama in the NeNe Leakes and Gregory Leakes household.
Oh, this is sad.
This is sad because he had cancer. In the show, he still has it. Like, he's working on it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, like, on the on social media, he posted a text message that basically says about something about people like not treating him right. Like, people who say they love you but don't treat you right. So in the comments, NeNe wrote, well, you need to do everything you post and practice what you preach.
Mm.
You need to pray for yourself.
Mm.
This mean, grouchy, evil stuff you're pulling these days is not cool.
Mm.
So it's two sides of every story.
Mm-hmm.
So someone tweeted, unfortunately, the closest person received the undeserved lashing out. Stay strong. Just breathe. NeNe said, nah, I don't think I can do it. Now, here's the gag, because they were married,
mm-hmm.
divorced, mm-hmm. and married again.
Mm-hmm.
So you got married again, you thought...
You damn fool.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice.
That's what they say.
Can't put the blame on you.
You had a chance to get out of vows and you went back.
I played myself. You had a whole out, sis. No shame. I'm just saying. Okay, so remember I told y'all that Floyd Mayweather and DJ Khaled were being sued for endorsing the cryptocurrency.
Yeah, man. Oh.
The people who be watching Wall Street, the Security and Exchange Commission, they out here. So they've been charged for failing to disclose payments they received for promoting these coin offerings.
What?
So Khaled has to pay $150,000 in penalties. And
it's not bad.
But Mayweather has to pay $600,000.
What?
That's bad.
That's not bad at all for him.
But not for him. He make $100,000 just to sweat on a ring. Sweat on a throw out two punches and sweating $100 million. But he does a lot of tricking on these girls, so we don't know how much he got left.
Whoa.
Okay. Sorry.
Allegedly.
I had a burp. No, we've seen the bags. We've seen the Birkins on the lives and the Instagrams and stuff.
Okay.
And he got multiple women. All right, moving along. Meek Mill dropped that album last night, this morning. It's called Championships. If you not woke out here, please get woke. It is the absolute truth. The features. He got Young Thug, Jeremiah, P&B Rock, Kodak Black, Future, Fabulous, Anuel, the Latino artist, LMA, My Baby Girl, Melly. I just stand for Melly. Drake.
Who?
Melly, don't play that.
The next one.
Oh.
Who?
Oh, Drake.
Who?
Drake.
Who made Jeezy?
Gang, gang, gang. He let Aubrey sing on the track.
He's not the only
one. Aubrey was rapping and singing.
Who else?
And Jay-Z and Rick Ross.
And Cardi's on there.
I skipped over her because I had a story about that.
Okay,
so Cardi B was also on the album. Uh-huh. So real quick, the album is dope top to bottom. It has something for everybody. He sampled Biggie, Mobb Deep, and Beyonce. When I heard Beyonce's voice, I almost had to stop the car because I didn't know what was going on in my eardrums. But anyway, so the internet is going off because he did a song with Cardi. They're not even really saying anything. They're just putting up memes. I seen a meme of a lady tearing curtains down saying that was Nicki. I seen a meme of Denzel Washington playing Malcolm X hitting the table. He's like, hitting the table. He's mad saying that was Nicki. I seen Cuba Gooding and Boys in the Hood swinging in the air because that was Nicki too. They saying, what else I seen? They also showed the Shiggy show crying about when he's ugly saying that was Nicki. So that's how the internet feels about the Meek Mill and Nicki track, the Cardi B track. So what's the other most talked about record is What's Free by Rick Ross, Jay-Z, and Meek. So this song was it was just everything. It was woke. It was just out here. So what the thing is, people are because Jay-Z mentioned Kanye. So the record, this is what he said. He said, no red hat, don't Michael and Prince me and Ye. They separate you when you got Michael and Prince's DNA. And then he says, I ain't I ain't one of these house N-words you bought. Mm. So the first part to me, I was just like, well, that's to me, it wasn't shade. It was just like, yo, stop putting me against my brother, whatever. We got our issues, but leave us alone, kind of thing. But then when he said the house N-word, I was like, wait a minute, who's the house N-word? What's going on out here? Who is the slave owner? I don't know. So I'm not sure. I guess it has something. I felt like it was like kind of a slap in the back of the neck. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it was a full on jab, but it's obviously a jab at Trump too. Like.
All I'm saying is he said a lot of
that. But the album is dope. If you haven't listened to it yet, go get your like one of my favorite songs on there, the one with LMA 24/7. Uh-huh. That's the one with the Beyonce sample. I love Oodles and Noodles Babies. Mm. If you ever had an Oodles and Noodles in your life, if you ever ate rice for dinner because y'all ain't have it, if you ever had any type of chicken and rice, I mean any type of chicken, it could be brown stew to fried, you gonna like that song. The song is dope. So yeah, that's it for the team. Go to the album, it's called Championships.
Rex can't relate to the Oodles and Noodles thing.
He's always been rich.
First of all, can nobody beat me in making ramen noodles? I'll battle anybody for any amount of money. It doesn't matter.
Because he's always had a personal chef.
Now, going back to Brick. Brick, you mentioned a lot of features, which means a lot of songs on the album.
Yes, I did.
So shout out to Meek for putting 19 songs on the album. I'm tired of these short albums, man.
No, honestly, I kind of like the short album because I think it gets to the point. When it's too many songs, I can't memorize everything. I want to memorize everything. So 19 albums, I was a little discouraged, but every song on it bangs, I think. He got something. You could twerk a cheek to it. You could ride around in it. You could, you know what I'm saying, turn up in the club with it. The radio music, like, I think he covered all bases. He got Melly on there speaking Spanish. Mm-hmm. Why you just made that face?
No.
What you just discovered? Thinking about it's a breaking. Oh, okay.
No,
but yeah, the album is tough. He not.
No. I'm saying no. Someone's already hit me with the message. Yo, can I get tickets for Meek?
Yo, I'm already hitting the. I'm already asking for tickets to Meek.
I had to catch myself because I almost
don't ask Jay Rick.
I don't care what state it's in. I want to go. I already seen him twice in 2018. I'm still trying to go. So Biggs is off the mic at this point.
Okay,
the tea is over. Everything's over. Shut it down.
No, you ain't hear what.
Shut it down. I did hear what he said. I did.
Terrible.
I did. I'm trying to ignore it. Let's end this, guys. Ready? Happy Friday.
WZMX.
WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.